Bit of drama on a Friday evening. So this was a impro on Cara Sposa from Handel. And I'm gonna stop it very abruptly. So yeah, I thought it was a nice idea to share some classical music but also some contemporary music, because I don't listen so much pop, so every night I listen this kind of music. And I like it because I'm busy with like, archaeology, in theater and in repertoire. And the main question in the world right now also is like how to take that past that is sometimes interesting, sometimes very boring and old, how do you take it into a future? And yeah, so I share with you a song. It was some years ago, it was going viral. It's by a young guy like my age, 29 or something. He's called Orlinsky, and he came to like this French contest of classical music. He's a classical singer, but he took the attention because he was only wearing slippers and a short and like singing one of the beautiful works of Vivaldi. And this was an inspiration back then. I think it's 10 years ago. But today he became too classical.
Thank you.
Yes. There is one problem with classical music, I think, and that it's always long. So you cannot have like a short idea of a song. But so this is one inspiration of me, like the high male voice. It's the most known high male voice in opera is of course the castrato voice. It's it was a way of singing where young guys were castrated on a very young age to keep their high voice, but their when they become older, their body morphed. So it were also kind of monsters, or there are texts where they are described as monsters. They couldn't make babies anymore. So it's very sad, and this sadness of this guy you feel in most of the songs that are written for them. We don't know how castratos sound today because there are no recordings, but it's a fascinating voice type. Another inspiration of me in performing arts, theater, but also music, is Ivo Dimchev. He's a Bulgarian performer. Now he's mostly a singer. And he made amazing shows that I saw when I was 15, where he took his blood out of his arm and then singing songs. And it was amazing. And he covered a song, Traveling Light. And I found this version. And it's beautiful. So another high male voice.
Traveling light, because my love is gone. So from now on, I'm traveling light. He's saying goodbye to my heart away. So from today, I'm traveling light. No one to see, I'm free as the breeze. No one but me and my memories. So I'm lucky now, may come back. I'm traveling light. No one to see. Mm-hmm.
is amazing. If you can see this one's life, this is unbelievable, powerful. I see when I see my list that I'm a bit sad today. Yes, it's what it is. But I also see in my list there are some nice voices I want to let you hear. And one is an interview with Urta Kitz, where she describes what love is for her.
Not for someone who decides to live with me to decide. Not for me.
Wait, I started again.
Can anyone live with Urta Kitz?
That's not for me to decide. Not for someone who decides to live with me to decide. Not for me.
But are you willing to compromise within a relationship?
To compromise? What is compromising? Compromising for what? Compromising for what reason? To compromise for what? To compromise. What is compromise?
If a man came into your life, wouldn't you want to compromise?
Stupid. A man comes into my life and I have to compromise? You must think about that one again. A man comes into my life and you have to compromise? For what? For what? For what? A relationship is a relationship that has to be earned, not to compromise for. And I love relationships. I think they're fantastic. They're wonderful. I think they're great. I think there's nothing in the world more beautiful than falling in love. But falling in love for the right reason, falling in love for the right purpose, falling in love, falling in love. When you fall in love, what is there to compromise about?
Isn't love a union between two people? Or does Urta fall in love with herself?
I think if you were to think about it in terms of analyzing, yes, I fall in love with myself and I want someone to share it with me. I want someone to share me with me.
I want someone to share me with me. That's also, oh, it's so good what she does there. The laughing is amazing. Another powerful voice that does relate a little bit to the interview of Urta is a quite known song of Monteverdi. It's called Lamento della Ninfa. And it's like this song is considered as the start of opera, where different voices become different roles who respond on each other. And this song is about a woman who leaves and the choir of guys that wants to keep her. What I also like about this song, that there was a note when it was performed in that time, that the woman voice could be free and could do whatever she wants, and the guys had to stick to the plan.
Oh,
I made a piece, Madrigals, where this song was part of. It was based on the Madrigals of Monteverdi. And I asked 8 people to gather naked in a cave on stage to perform this music. But there were also not trained singers. So I do this a lot. I invite people who are not classically trained to sing classical music because I like when aliens are performing opera. I also asked an amazing electronic composer to make reworks of these madrigals, these types of music, which was Dun Kanda or Jesse Kanda. It was a super nice collaboration. He came 3 weeks to Belgium to reflect on this music. And what I found very funny is that he approached classical music in a way that is funny, because he could say, like, in this super, like I said, classical music is long, so he could say, oh yeah, that's catchy, that's poppy, we take this poppy part, and then he would make stuff with it. And now he released a new album, and I wanted to share a song of him, which is called Welcome, Welcome by Dun Kanda. Thank you. Jesse, I love you. The next song is called Le Chant des Oiseaux. I used it in a show called A Revue, where, again, aliens organize an evening with opera music in 3,000 years. And Le Chant des Oiseaux has... We came during rehearsals, we came on the fact it has something electronic, but wait, it's too short time to totally dive in it. But I want to search the part in the music which I really love, that is electronic, but... I think this song is from 1500. People are crazy, no?
Yeah. Clément Chaleca. Yeah, cool.
Wait, what shall I play next? I think... Oh, later on. I let you hear a beautiful text of 3 minutes by the choreographer Max Stewart. I forgot the name of the piece, and I asked her if I could play her, but I didn't got a confirmation yet, but I'm gonna do it. It's called Take It Back.
When I wrote you that postcard that said, I wish you were here, I take it back. You know, when I said, I wish you good luck, I take it back. You know, when I said, I can't live without you, I take it back. You know, when I didn't call you for 3 years, I take it back. You know, when I said, I wish I were you, you know, when I said, I wish, you know, when I said, I think you need me more than I need you, and that holiday we took together, I I don't take that back. You know, when I said I'll always be faithful, I take it back. You know, when I said I never fall in love with women, I take it. And when we all said, you'll be fine, you don't need any help, I take it back. You know, when I said I miss your jokes, you know, when I said it's completely useless to be romantic nowadays, I take it back. You know, when I said I'm terrified of anyone getting close to me, I take it back. I take it all back.
Yeah, sorry for the mood, but it's my mood, and I don't take it back. If I end, I will sing another live song, but for now I want to let you hear a single that will come out, I think, on Tuesday. Of an album I recorded together with Valgeir Sigurdsson and Elisabeth Klink, and I asked them if I could play, and I could play it for you. So here it comes. We will perform in Ancien Belgique on the 23rd of October 2024. Yeah. I always become a little red when I hear myself singing. So here is some music of my friends. This is Sissi Fatigue from my dear friend Bully Faye Collins, who is a performer and also has an album, Shift of Mood.
Lately I use Clorox Bleach Chlorine in a hot tub, feed all over me, chlamydia, and a COVID allergy. Stocking made a nylon string, I'm walking in jeans. Smile lines, grease, white shirt that I clean. Yoga mat evening. Come rag peace, wait a minute, Mr. Funny Man. I've been waiting for the funny band. Concentrated on the moment when the water ran. Cellophane, you can put it in the money can. Webcam in the weather getting wet again. I'm a man. I'm a woman and a man. Drag king at the party going in again. Pull on all my filament. I dress me like the government. Silly me, comedy. Lately I use Clorox. Bleach, chlorine. In a hot tub, feed all over me. Chlamydia and a carpet allergy. Stocking made a nylon string. I'm walking in jeans. Smile lines, grease, white shirt that I clean. Yoga mat evening.
The next one is of Meet Barlop. She's a director also and a performer. And she is next week in New York. So if you're there, you have to go visit her show. It's amazing. Good luck, Meet.
Thank you. your life till you die. Till I die, till we all die. Run for your life till you die. Till I die, till we all die. Run for your life till you die. Till I die, till we all die. Run for your life till you die. Till I die, till we all die. Run for your life till you die. Till I die, till we all die. Run for your life till you die. Till I die, till we all die. Run for your life till you die. Till I die, till we all die. Run for your life till you die. Till I die, till we all die. Run for your life till you die. Till I die, till we all die. Run for your life till you die. Till I die, till we all die. Run for your life till you die.
I'm looking for a song to sing, but I cannot find. So I first play another one by another friend, and then I sing another song for you. The next song is by Finn Ronsdorf. It's called "Ode to a Love Lost." And because of that song, I also made a piece with the same name, and I invited him to play live in the performance, and I danced on that music, and it was the biggest fail of my life. But the song is beautiful.
To never make you look at me the way you used to do, to never be allowed to look at you the way I do. I would do anything for just one more night with you. When there was a slight of hope that you could love me too, and to never touch your face again, as if your skin was mine, as if there was no shame or fear in any spoken line. To never feel your laughter flashing through those shattered bones, For just one second it made me feel as if they were my home. To never taste those lips again that felt so sweet and pure. A childishness, a flooding wave, water on the shore. Because of how I sing, because of how I smell, because of how I dream. Now what's left of me? Who the hell am I to be? Who the hell am I to be? It's not enough to make you fall in love with me. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.